This is incredibly positive. So we are very thankful to Luke Ming Flanagan and his team in Brussels, who have over the last year and a half or two supported us on this campaign and our discussions with the European Commission. And yes, we have been invited to go there and meet the Commission, which is at the highest level. This is another level up from the petition that we submitted and presented in December 2021. The objective of this is really to further highlight the lack of adherence to existing directives and legislation in Europe that the Irish government has failed to act upon, to adhere to. And we will strongly communicate our belief that because of this, this is how we've ended up with this crisis on our hands.
And the previous visit, it resulted in members coming over here then to see firsthand the issue that is affecting so many people here in Donegal. What will be the outcome of presenting now in the coming weeks?
Well, the outcome is that really we believe that families and businesses and anyone that has been affected by the defective blocks issue across the whole of the country, we deserve justice. And we will be going to the Commission to ask them to intervene on behalf of all of those people affected. I mean, we really don't, the scheme in itself is has a significant shortfall in terms of delivering upon 100% redress, even though that's what the government said it is, it certainly is not. And in addition to that, I think that there's a genuine feeling that there needs to be justice as a consequence of the absolute horrendous torture that families have had to go through over the last 10 years. And this is our opportunity to put that case to the Commission, and we will be doing that.